This is Rusty Gaffney, and you're listening to Penophile Live, Volume 6, Issue 59, May 26, 2008. Today's discussion is about the featured article in this issue, Demain Doron, Burgundy's Footprint in Oregon. I like to kid about Veronique Boss Drouin because, you know, as a kid growing up, you feel pretty lucky if your parents buy you a car. Most of the time, it's a used car. If you're really lucky, you get a new car. But Veronique got her own vineyard and winery. She was lucky enough to be the daughter of Robert Drouin, who, along with Veronique's two brothers, oversees the prestigious Negociant House in Beaune called Maison Joseph Drouin. Founded in 1957 by Robert's great uncle, Maison Joseph Drouin has a lofty image among respected negociants in Burgundy. Veronique became the fourth generation to fulfill the family's tradition of winemaking. She graduated from Dijon University in 1985, and with urgings from her father, traveled to Oregon in 1986 to receive practical winemaking experience. She spent time with David Lett at Erie Vineyards, David Castile of Bethel Heights, and David Adelsheim of Adelsheim Vineyard. I like to say she studied the gospel according to David. Robert Drouin had visited Oregon in 1961, and he was struck by the resemblance of the Willamette Valley to the Côte d'Or. He was particularly impressed by David Lett's Erie Vineyards 1975 South Block Reserve Pinot Noir, which finished ahead of some of Drouin's finest Burgundies in blind tastings. In 1987, Robert Drouin bought 100 acres in the Dundee Hills overlooking the town of Dundee and sent Veronique to oversee planting of the vineyards in 1988. She crafted the first three vintages from 1988 to 1990 from purchased grapes, and these wines were well received by the wine press. More land was purchased, and today there are 225 estate acres, 90 of which are planted to Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And in 1989, a new four-level gravity-fed state-of-the-art winery was constructed. The vineyards at Domaine Drouin, Oregon, we'll call it DDO for short, are among the most densely planted in the United States. The idea is to create more competition among the vines, leading to lower yields. In 1989, DDO transitioned to a 1 meter by 1.3 meter template, creating over 3,100 vines per acre. A typical vineyard in Oregon is 800 to 1,400 vines per acre. The clones planted were primarily Dijon 115 and 777. DDO became the first Oregon winery to plant the new Dijon clones and the first to use phylloxera-resistant rootstock. Severe pruning has been the rule, and the resultant low yields are such that a vine only produces about 3/4 of a bottle of wine. Philippe, Veronique's brother, has managed the vineyards since the beginning. Plantings of Chardonnay came later, with the first release of Arthur, named after Veronique's son, in 1996. Over the years, Veronique Drouin Boss, her husband's name is Michael Boss, and together they have three children, has been a long-distance winemaker. She continues to live in Beaune and travels periodically to Oregon to oversee DDO. Barrel samples are sent by FedEx so she can monitor the progress of the wines. But she has developed quite an affection for Oregon and its wines, and she has been quoted as saying, "I have no doubt that the finest Pinot Noir outside Burgundy will come from Oregon, also perhaps from New Zealand. I'm not sure about California, where the climate is warmer, the wines are richer and more powerful." That said, she believes Oregon has a ways to go. Quote, "I'm not prepared to say that we are yet making great wines, wines that move us and inspire great emotion. That we can do in Burgundy with our best crews, and that is our challenge in Oregon." The Pinot Noirs of Domaine Drouin, Oregon, emphasize balance and elegance over robustness, and although they can be quite charming upon release, they really do better with a few years of age. And they do age magnificently. Oak character is kept to a minimum. New wood has been decreased over the years to about 20%. The grapes are usually all destemmed. Natural yeast are employed, and the wines are aged for 12 months in barrel. Veronique likes to say that the wines are, quote, Burgundian at heart, but with Northwest intensity. The wines have more extraction and fruitiness than those from Maison Joseph Durand, but less extraction than many other Oregon Pinot Noirs. DDO produces three Pinot Noirs, the Domaine Durand Classique, which is held in bottle for 9 months before released. There's about 10,000 cases of this and is widely available. It is a soft, accessible style. The second wine is La Reine, which has been made since 1992, is named after Veronique's first daughter, who was also born in 92. This is a wine that is composed of a selection of special barrels and shows more structure, extraction, and ageability. There's about 2,000 cases of this wine. And the third wine is called Cuvée Louise, which was first produced in 1999 and is named after Veronique's youngest daughter. It's a special selection of favorite barrels and is extremely limited. Only about 8 barrels are produced. The Louise has less structure than the La Reine, but with more elegance and finesse. It's primarily sold at the winery and to winery club members. The Domaine Durand wines have been consistent in quality, and this has not gone unnoticed in Burgundy. Despite this, the Burgundians are a conservative lot, which explains why Maison Joseph Drouin remains the only Burgundy house with a serious Oregon commitment. There have been a string of talented managing directors at DDO. Bill Hatcher was the first, and left after 14 years to be part of a partnership that operates A to Z Wines and Rex Hill Winery in Oregon. Scott Wright followed him and now produces wine at Scott Paul Wines in Carlton. The current managing director is the affable David Millman. He's a man to talk to if you need any information, want to arrange a special tour at Domaine Durand. He can be reached through email, david@domainedurand.com. Recently, I had the pleasure of attending a dinner and vertical tasting of Domaine Durand Pinot Noirs at Parkway Grill in Pasadena, California. This was put on by David and Janine Lee, who have their own wine website called loverofwine.com. We sampled 15 vintages of Domaine Durand Classique dating back to 1992 and 2 vintages each of Domaine Durand La Reine and Domaine Durand Louise. This was quite a special event for me, and I enjoyed it considerably. I had a few observations. Besides the fact that the people were quite enjoyable and the food was outstanding, first of all, the first 3 vintages of Domaine Durand, 1988 to 90, were made from purchased grapes. We didn't taste any of those. I would say the wines are, in general, closer to Burgundy in style than many Oregon wines. And finally, I was really impressed by how well the older vintages aged. The 1992 and 1993 Domaine Durand Classique Pinot Noirs were spectacular, and they would really hold their own against any Côte de Beaune Burgundy from those years. Several years ago, Veronique had said that the wines from Oregon didn't have the longevity of the best Burgundy wines. But she felt that as viticulture practices improved, the wines would become more long-lived. So even though maybe they don't have quite the longevity of many Burgundies, I think their ageability is surely superior to many New World Pinot Noirs. I would say if you see any older vintages of Domaine Durand Classique or La Reine Pinot Noir available on the secondary market, snap them up. If they've been well taken care of, they'll be magnificent wines to drink. Domaine Durand, Oregon, is located in the Dundee Hills, a couple miles west of Highway 99 West. And there is a tasting room, which is open daily. And I would encourage you to visit and taste and sample these outstanding wines. One other item I want to talk about this week is the De La Montaña Winery and the De La Montaña Pinot Noirs. Dennis De La Montagne, the owner, who is the seventh generation of a farming family, is quite a character. If you get a chance to meet him at the winery, you'll find that he's very unpretentious, very humorous, with a dry wit and a twinkle in his eye. But his wines are really quite serious, and his Pinot Noirs keep getting better and better. I had the opportunity recently to taste through four of the 2006 vintage lineup of De La Montagne Pinot Noirs. I thought every one of these wines were top shelf and his best lineup ever. They are notable for their easy drinkability, basically ready to go out of the bottle upon release, and all of them have impeccable balance and harmony, a reflection of deft winemaking. I have to respect Dennis for making these wines because I know he likes big, bold wines, Zins and other big, bold red wines, and he makes a number of other varietals, including big reds. But he has a sense of Pinot Noir and understands that it really is more suitable to an elegant style, and he crafts the wines in a finesse-filled Pinot Noir style. I tasted the Christine's Vineyard, Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir, the Tina's Vineyard, Russian River Valley Pinot Noir, the Ridgeway Ranch, Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir, and the De La Montagne Reserve, Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. Like I said, they're all Trey Pinot, very elegant, feminine, exquisite, great purity. Obviously, the Reserve is a little richer, more darkly fruited, maybe a little more oak. I think you use 50% new oak. It's very plush, very complex, a lot to contemplate, and a lingering finish. This is the kind of wine that you want to cellar for a couple years, and you'll go gaga over it. Dennis is on quite a roll. His 2005 Christine's Vineyard Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir won the Best Red Wine Award at the 2005 Sonoma Harvest Fair. That's a pretty big deal in Sonoma County. De La Montagne Vineyards and Winery is located on Foreman Lane, just off West Side Road, a couple miles from downtown Hillsburg. The tasting room is open on weekends. If you want to meet up with Dennis and taste with him, let me know. I can arrange an appointment, or you can arrange a special tour and tasting yourself. The website is very informative. Also, as a sidelight, on the winery property, there is a cottage for rent called the Little Yellow Cottage, and it sits right at a vineyard, albeit a Zinfandel vineyard. And you can rent that. It's a great spot. It's close to Healdsburg. Great location, very close. You could ride a bike or walk to many of the noted wineries on West Side Road. And you can make arrangements to rent that cottage through dlmwine.com. So that's it for this issue. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next Pinot File Live.